3 engine 5-1 engine 6-1 rescue squad 7 battalion chief 4 medic 5 medic 28 rescue squad 4 EMS 4 respond to the area of Severn Chapel Road and St. Stephen's Church Road for motor vehicle collision report entrapment.
Thursday. It's sometime after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and emergency responders in Anne Arundel County are doing what they do every day, taking orders from a dispatcher, responding to car accidents and medical emergencies, whatever comes up in the course of a day in the suburbs to the south of Baltimore.
And just 3-2-1 respond mutually to BWI, 7035 Elm Road, Garcia Air Cargo Service Road and Terminal Road. Rescue Local 2825, engine 261, medic 26 response. Vegas Mill Road at D'Ambrose Road. For motor vehicle collision on Tall Group Charlie.
But then, shortly after 2:30, there is this.
Yeah, active shooter, party 1, 888 Westgate Road. Capital Gazette, 3104, mail inside the building. Shooting people white male with a shotgun. Black shirt, green pants. Car is hiding in the office. Is in the office across the hallway, first floor. Cars en route. 88,
a man had used a pump-action shotgun to blast his way into the offices of the Capital Gazette newspaper. The Capital is the daily newspaper for Annapolis and the county. It has been part of the Baltimore Sun Media Group since 2014. There were 11 people in the office at the time the shooting started. The man with a gun shot and killed five employees of the Capital, four of them journalists, as he walked through the first floor newsroom. After he stopped firing his gun, the man hid under a desk where he apparently awaited the arrival of police. I'm Dan Rodericks of the Baltimore Sun, and this is Roughly Speaking, episode 405 from Monday, July 2nd. What you'll hear in this episode of the show is how quickly police responded to the report of the deadly shooting at the Capital Gazette at 888 Bestgate Road, an office building near the Annapolis Westfield Mall. As Sun reporter Pamela Wood, formerly of the Capitol staff, has reported for us, the newspaper's office is in the busiest area of the county for police calls. The area is the Anne Arundel County Police Department's jurisdiction, but it's right near the Annapolis city line. The patrol area is known as 4A1 and is always staffed with officers. The Anne Arundel County Police Chief told the Sun that there's usually an officer at the mall across the street from the Capitol's office. As it turned out, two county police officers were right down the street, having just cleared the scene of a traffic accident. Officers from other jurisdictions, the Annapolis Police Department and the Anne Arundel County Sheriff's Office, also happened to be in the area. Starting with a couple of officers and then growing to half a dozen, all three agencies rushed into the building and to the newsroom, where survivors of the shooting had hid under desks and between file cabinets. The chief told the Sun that the first officers pulled into the area within 60 seconds of the call for help. The first officers on the scene were from different agencies and didn't know each other. But as you'll hear, they worked together in a dangerous situation to save lives and capture the suspect. These recordings of police and fire dispatchers and communications between officers and commanders have been edited to remove some gaps. It's a condensed version of what happened leading up to the apprehension of the shooter in the Capitol newsroom.
400 radio, Annapolis City Police. Before.
I'm sorry, I'm reading radio 41, pull me around.
Careful.
Admiral Eden, Abra, copy, Abra.
Careful. 420 is direct.
What was the address?
888 Bestgate Road, 3104. The person still shooting.
Happy Admiral.
Motion close, direct down. Careful, 2233.
Adam, 2, come in 23.
10-4, all cars, 10-3 on the channel.
Adam, 1, do we have a location on the subject?
It's at the first floor cafeteria.
Medical box 4017. Engine 402, Medic 2, Medic 28, Battalion Chief 3, EMS 3, EMS 4, the ship commander, MAV 32, response, Capital Gazette, 888 Bestgate Road, Cross Street of Monticello Drive and Commerce Park Drive. for a shooting on Tucker Juliet, unit stage fire, stage fire.
Stage fire, fire alarm on 4017. You're not hearing any shots right now?
At the moment.
10-4.
Key response, Capital Gazette, 888 Best Gate, Tucker Juliet. 10-4.
Myself and the medical director are responding to the active shooter at 888 Best Gate with TAC team.
Area shut down, Best Gate. The last scene is at the Capitol Newsroom office. This was seen by a caller who just ran out of that room. Just coming in now.
We need somebody to cover the backside.
Yeah. 10-4, unit covering the back
side of the building. 23. Houston, cars running around.
10-4. Units on the call, where do you need the long rifle officer to be at?
Just need somebody to cover the perimeter. 462 radio, we got two sheriffs and we got Adam 1 with a rifle.
4.
1 response. 1985 Valley Road, the Rolling Knolls Elementary School, for a helicopter landing site on Tucker's Charlie. Training Division 3.
Happy to the 40 box. Respond with RTF here. 2-1.
6-2, I need one person to tell me carry a victim out. Need one in the lobby.
Pressure 462.
Turn right here, I need people on the back.
10-4.
Adam 4 days on the backside with a long gun.
Adam 1, got another one down.
10-4, where's that one?
The office.
10-4.
421 right here.
Right.
All right, we got multiple units all saying how fire stage in the parking lot across where the First Citizens Bank is in front of that building.
10-4.
Add one, give us a 3. Okay, now, so we got about 4 bodies down inside.
10-4.
Okay. Medic 1, transfer to station 40. Medic 1, transfer to station 40.
Southern 10 to 420, where you at? I'm in the lobby. I'm trying to get some kind of command going here. Just stand by.
They're right at the mall, right in front of the Norsem Garage.
Tell them to move up. Move up here by 888. We're securing as we go.
Southern Radio, we're going to start establishing a command post at Best Gate and Commerce.
10-4, command post at Best Gate and Commerce.
Come on, we still do not have the suspect.
10-4, suspect is still at large.
Sheriff off to Wells. We're bringing people out. We need them corralled somewhere. They're being searches are coming out, but we need them corralled.
They're calling in contact.
We're going to start, send them to Best Gate and Commerce. I need any responding officers that come to Best Gate and Commerce for assignment.
Well, they're coming out. We have no one out front. I need them covered and taken out.
3-1, I'm out front. They're covered.
10-4.
Okay, I'm sending you some officers right now.
These people are coming out with their hands up. I need them covered.
They coming out the front?
Yeah, stand by for a second.
Yeah, a cursory check, but that's it.
Start bringing the people that are coming out down to Best Gate and the mall entrance. We're going to establish a post here, and we'll get CID to interview from here. Not over to citizens, down here towards the mall.
All units not in reference to the suspect, stand by. It's 3-116.
Officer, he's 1060. Where are we staging?
Commerce and Best Gate, right at the mall parking lot, Captain.
All units have the witnesses behind the dumpster behind the Citizens Bank on Cornell.
Adam 1, we have 3 coming out with the sheriff and witnesses. We're still trying to secure this suite over here at 105.
Sheriff, off to all units. All units, limit your transmissions. Do we have any kind of intel on our shooter?
Fight my elbow with a ponytail.
Careful.
Any clothing?
Victim's coming out.
411 radio, do we have a clothing description? No clothing description.
Units, go to Enora.
Sheriff off to Wells. Send me two or three more officers inside.
We have the suspect inside the office.
10-4, suspect inside the office. Radio, can you tell me this?
Suspect inside the office.
Is he inside contained or inside in control like we have him?
You have the suspect in the office.
Stand by. We may have suspect in custody.
Hey, Sheriff Andrew, we have every agent inside the Gazette office, the main office where all the victims were. We got
10-4, suspect in custody, correct?
That is correct.
10-4.
Car 2 to all arriving units, do not block the roadway. Leave fire access to get in and out.
House 1 radio, can we verify if we have him in a certain location or in custody, the suspect?
Stay advised, suspect in custody, the main office.
House 1-10-4, suspect is in custody.
There can be debriefed to make sure he's the only one.
I got attack guys ready for it where you want them. Send them in. When they come in, they'll see me and I'll direct them where they need to go.
All inbound units not here, park at the Mall Nordstrom Garage and walk to Best Gate and Mall Entrance for assignment.
Jimmy, your team coming in. Is one of those guys bringing a Halligan bar?
I respond. Capital Gazette, 888 Best Gate on Juliet.
Yeah, we definitely need a Halligan bar in here. We got a couple doors in the shooting area that are secure. We need to get them open.
Roger that. Let's start up. If we have some pack medics from fire, let's start bringing them in.
Hey, come in with the front door with Halligan.
Okay, I need everybody that's not committed, go to the lobby. We're going to have QRT start clearing floor by floor. We're not going to be rushing into this.
Daughters to Saravoff, where do you want your TAC medics? I got them with me.
Tell them come in the front door and go to the right. Medics coming in, medics coming in.
House 1 radio, know you're busy. We need to make a call to Annapolis COD, have them respond out here. Potential packages in there.
Yeah.
Fire Marshal Spriggs is on scene.
Several hours after the shooting, a police commander announced the names of those who had been killed.
First victim's name is Wendy Winters. Second victim is Rebecca Smith. Third victim is Robert Hyacin. Fourth victim is Gerald Fishman. And the fifth victim is John McNamara.
John McNamara was a sports writer and reporter. Wendy Winters was a reporter. Rob Hyacin, a former colleague of ours here at The Sun, was assistant editor of the Capital Gazette. Gerald Fishman was the editorial page editor. And Rebecca Smith, at 34, the youngest victim, was a sales assistant. A memorial service for Rob Hyacin was to be held Monday evening, and for Wendy Winters at noon on July 7th at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Annapolis. Look to the Baltimore Sun or the Capital Gazette for more information about the services for the other victims or additional news about the shooting. I have written a couple of columns since Thursday, and as Rick Hutzel, the surviving editor of the Capital, said in an email yesterday, in turning down, for now, an invitation to be on Roughly Speaking, I'm going to speak through my work. All of us in the news business, and specifically those of us who report and comment on the local scene in Maryland, understand that. What we do is go back to work, to reporting on and writing about and making videos about and taking pictures of other people. That's what we do. We all feel a special bond with our brothers and sisters in the regional press, and I am awed by the strength the Capitol survivors have shown, the way they went right back to work and put out their newspaper, online and in print. That sound you hear is the press run of the Capital Gazette. You can see that video of the presses rolling for the Saturday edition of the Capital at BaltimoreSun.com. It's really a thing of beauty. For producers Quinn Kelly and Steve Early in the Baltimore Sun newsroom, I'm Dan Rogers.